ministered until Saturday, July 20th. That one is ticketed. Saturday is free, but if you want to come to the dinner, please text us. We will give you the information. It's been a joy. You will hear, I think I do have a devotion every afternoon, Monday to Friday. You can also tune into that. But you'll hear some more from me during this week. Let's continue in the spirit of prayer. Again, a happy Father's Day to all our wonderful fathers. We love you. We honor you. We thank God for you. Maybe you made a lot of mistakes as a father. You know the beauty with God, you can start again. Maybe your discipline has been too much over your children. Maybe you've not been there for them. It's not too late. You can start again to be that loving father, kind father, approachable father, godly father, prayerful father. Gentlemen, we need you to rise up. Fathers, we need you to rise up in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. This is your friend, Prophetess Mwaka. You'll hear from me very soon. And again, if you'd love to call, text us your request, 0975-175-197. 0975-175-197. God bless you.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Joshua Zimba. The headlines. Children call for more government involvement in promoting their rights. Government announces 9-day extension of national mourning for the late former President Edgar Lungu. Disbelief as Nigerians urges prayer to end food shortages, and in sports, thrilling action unfold in the Tellings League. And now the news in detail. As Zambia joins the rest of the continent in commemorating the Day of an African Child, some children have spoken on the need for more government involvement to promoting children's rights. The Day of an African Child falls every 16th of June 2025 to appreciate the strides being made to improve the rights of children in line with the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs of 2030. Speaking during the World Vision Zambia program on One Love Radio, some children said the Day of an African Child should provoke government, parents and leaders to look into the welfare of children.
I would just like to tell the government that I come from Chongwe district, Mekango area where they call Manyika. So like in that area we don't have like police stations, so there are so many crimes which boys and girls commit. So also like there, you can just, when you're just passing in the road, just find everyone smoking weed, what, so they just take it for granted because there are no police stations there, so they just do whatever they want and they steal a lot, like stealing people's cows.
Obamwisho robanze mipanzu bo binto beboba bipusanako acho kirengera bana kubamba nokwiba batendeka wivi abo wivi bana nangu batendeka keki wa mane mambo ya kubaba nakulala na nzara panzuvo minobe twalinga kwamba kuti abe bana olate babana kuti tuyenga munda mwetu tujenga burongo obe twalinga kwamba government ipe manki to kubanse mi.
A lot of things that are happening to us, early pregnancies, teen marriages, high crime rate, high suicide rate, is because of climate change. Because climate change causes poverty. And when people are poor, they end up opting to doing things that are not right. So I just urge each and everyone, especially all the children, all the teens, all the youth, the babies, everyone, the young ones, the children, I just inspire you to do what you want to do and know your rights and research about laws that are being put up for us.
This year's commemoration is held under the theme Planning and Budgeting for Children's Rights, Progress Since 2010. Now, government has announced a 9-day extension of national mourning for the late former President Edgar Lungu, who died in South Africa from 15th June 2025 to Monday 23rd June 2025. This follows a lengthy but successful negotiation process with the family of former President Lungu on how the 60th president can be given a befitting burial. Secretary to Cabinet Patrick Kangwa says President Hakainde Hichilema will also preside over the funeral of his predecessor as head of state. Mr. Kangwa says government had given full support for the former President Lungu to leave the country for medical treatment in South Africa, contrary to assertions.
We wish to confirm that the arrangements for the repatriation and burial of our late 6th President, His Excellency Mr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, who passed away on June 5, 2025, at MediClinic MediForum Hospital in Pretoria, Republic of South Africa, have been concluded. A state funeral shall be held and shall be presided over by the President of the Republic of Zambia, Hakainde Hichilema, culminating in the former President's burial on Monday, 23rd June 2025. The President of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, has officially extended the mourning period by 9 days from today, the 15th of June 2025, to the 23rd June of 2025, the date of burial. I wish to put it on record that the government of the Republic of Zambia officially granted passage for the 6th president to come to South Africa for treatment. Professor Njovu, the official doctor of the late president, wrote to me as secretary to cabinet, informing us of the planned travel.
Speaking during the joint press briefing between government and the family in Johannesburg, South Africa, family lawyer and spokesperson Makebi Zulu says both parties have agreed to compromise in the interest of Zambians.
The late President Lungu shall be transported together with the family from Lanseya Airport in South Africa to Zambia on Wednesday, 18th June 2025, using a private charter made available to the family by well wishers. Secondly, that following the arrival and receipt of the body by family members in Lusaka, full military honors will be conducted at the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport, after which the body shall be taken to the funeral house in Chifwema, where it will lie instead. Thirdly, that the body of the late former president will be taken to Mulungushi International Conference Center on Thursday 19th June, Friday 20th June and Saturday 21st June to enable members of the public to pay their last respects and further to avoid the confusion that has been ongoing relating to the Patriotic Front Party, that Honorable Given Lubinda will speak on behalf of the Patriotic Front Party. The family hopes that this outcome will bring this matter to a close and avoid further trauma to the family and millions of affected ordinary Zambians.
Senior Chief Muchinda Kankomba Walela III of the Lala Swaka people of Central Province has called on government to accord the 60th President Edgar Lungu a befitting send-off. Senior Chief Walela says President Hakainde Hichilema Congress' commitment to maintaining order and ensuring a befitting funeral for late President Lungu is commendable. The traditional leader says aggrieved parties must find space in their hearts for peace and reconciliation during the funeral proceedings. He stressed that this is the time for solidarity and compassion rather than